My brothers and sisters in Christ, the situation with Jesus is again intensifying, and this continues to happen all the way up to this Sunday where we have Passion Sunday, Palm Sunday, where Jesus actually goes to die for love of us. It's at its height right now as they're picking up stones to throw them at Jesus. And why is it that they want to throw stones at Jesus or think that they need to? It's because he said those words, I am. Before Abraham came to be, I am. And no Jew could say those words without being stoned. Those were the sacred words. And yet, what we find is that Jesus has carefully said them with great consideration and with a full knowledge of the effect that it would have on the people. Remember, Jesus is not going to die. He's not going to lay down his life until his Father wants him to. He has a timing of it, and he has the freedom to do it. Nobody's forcing him to do it. And so he knows that he can say these words and that they are going to create quite a contention, and that he doesn't fail to say them because the people need to hear it. They need to hear the fact that he is revealing himself as God. And you'll notice that they didn't throw them right away. So they knew that there was something true about what he said. They knew that he was a great prophet, and he was claiming a lot. Remember, he was only 33 years old. They said, you're not even 50, and yet you have seen Abraham. So this is it's very difficult for them to fathom what is going on. It just seems like another prophet, and yet he's not. He's the great prophet. He's above all the prophets. He's greater than Abraham. This is something that needs to be taken in more deeply. And we can only not throw stones at Christ ourselves if we are willing to be patient and listen to his words. So many in the world are saying, well, Jesus is a good man, good prophet, etc. How many, though, believe that he is a human being who is God before he was a human being, and that he's fully alive right now? This is the challenge of the Lenten season, for us to go to that level of belief and trust in God, to be willing to give up all else, to be able to go die with him. Not even the apostles who heard him over and over again were willing to do that with him. And what about us? We have been observing our Lenten fasts. Have we been praying hard to be able to listen to Jesus more closely in our lives where he is speaking, so that we're willing to go to die for love of him? We can. We can. Our Lord is speaking to us, to those who are opening their hearts, who are attentive to him, and he gives himself to them. I am. I am here for you. And he is here even at this Mass. As we come to him in the Eucharist, let's prepare to be open to him and all that he wants to reveal to us as he gives us himself in this Holy Eucharist.